Dear soul, where do all your anxieties land? Into what do you funnel all your worries? What do you do when you feel like a teetering fence about to be blown over by the gale-force winds of this world? Friend, Psalm 62 tells you to pour out your heart to God. He alone is a refuge. He alone is trustworthy. He alone will give you rest in a worrisome world. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and I'm so glad we can look at Psalm 62 together. It begins, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." Psalm 62 plunges our souls into the restful arms of God. We discover God is our hope ultimately, promising salvation when death comes knocking, but He is our safety and our hope even now in a shaky world. So we move towards Him whenever the world's assaults come at us, as we read in verses 3 and 4. "How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse." How long? There's a loaded question, because don't we want to know when the troubles will end for us? So much of our anxiety comes from not knowing how long we're going to have to face our difficulties. Now, David here has literal enemies trying to topple him. You may understand that acutely. I expect all of us have experienced cruel words from those seeking to raise themselves by ruining us, who smile sweetly as they eagerly chop away at the tree we're perched in. And what should we do at such a time? Preach to our souls. Remind our souls of who God is for us. Listen to verses 5 through 7. "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge." We remind ourselves of the assurance we already have, what we already know is true. We have to start telling this to our soul, because our soul is being rocked by a wave of emotions. Listen to verse 8. This is one of my favorite verses in the Psalms. "Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." When should we trust God? At all times, from the cradle to the grave. When we find ourselves in a bad spot, what should we do? Pour out our hearts to Him, because He can be trusted with it all. Don't you love that picture of how we can just pour out the entire contents of our hearts? Because what's happening inside our hearts when we're being attacked, or when a trial comes, when we enter into a risky situation, or when a horrible tragedy hits home? What's going on in our hearts? How about panic? What about fear? What about worry over the impact? How about anxiety? Maybe annoyance. Troubles never seem to end. Maybe shame, because you just wonder if all your troubles indicate something's inherently wrong with you. Powerful emotions can hit you each in turn, or maybe all at once in a nonstop assault. And emotions have pretty big muscles. They can really move us. You ever notice the word motion in the word emotion? Because emotions are given to us by God in order to move us, not because they're supposed to be in control. Emotions are to be our guides. See, emotions are excellent servants, but horrible masters. What I mean is that God gave us emotions as servants to move us towards Himself. And when we pour out our hearts to God, saying, "God, here is all that's going on right now," we find ourselves getting back to where we need to be, the restful arms of God. And when you learn to trust God, you can start to come to be at peace with anything that life in a broken world can throw at you. Hymn writer Ann Steele, she went through many tragedies in her young life. Her mother died when she was a little girl, and then a childhood accident left Ann an invalid, often confined to a room. Then she fell in love. She got engaged to a young man, and he drowned the day before her wedding. This was the first 21 years of Anne's life. Anne would go on to write many great hymns after this that have blessed the church. How could she do this? She could do this because she had found her rest in God. And one hymn captures this beautifully. Listen. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of troubles roll, my fainting hope relies. To thee I tell each rising grief, for thou alone can heal. Thy word can bring a sweet relief for every pain I feel. Hast thou not bid me seek thy face? And shall I seek in vain? Can the ear of sovereign grace be deaf when I complain? No, still the ear of sovereign grace attends the mourner's prayer. Oh, may I ever find access to breathe my sorrows there. Dear soul, remember who you are and who you belong to.